I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A Georgia House panel has approved a plan establishing a legislative committee to oversee 10 of Georgia's major commercial airports. It's their answer to a Senate proposal calling for a full state takeover of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. That proposal is strongly opposed by Atlanta officials. House Transportation Committee Chairman Republican Representative Kevin Tanner says the new proposal was a more measured approach to the past procurement issues at Atlanta's airport. The bill also bundles an extension of a jet fuel tax exemption and a new tax on for-hire ground transportation to pay for transit projects across the state. The new bill would need to pass the House and be agreed to by the Senate before it could head to the governor's desk. The Republican author of the heartbeat bill that would ban almost all abortions in Georgia says he's worried that some of his colleagues are starting to waver. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Representative Ed Seltzer expressed concern about pressure from abortion rights advocates. Seltzer says that some Republicans have a bellyache over voting yes and worry it could affect their reelection chances. He expects a final House vote today. The bill initially passed the House by a vote of 93-73. That's just two votes over the 91 needed to pass legislation. The House now needs to approve it again after changes made in the Senate. Governor Brian Kemp says he will sign the bill if it reaches his desk. After hearing testimony from parents who break federal law to get low-potency medical marijuana oil to treat their children's illnesses, a Georgia Senate committee has approved a limited version of a bill that would allow in-state production and sale of the drug. The committee approved the measure on a 7-2 vote yesterday. The proposal would allow Georgians who can already legally possess the oil to access the product. It closes a loophole created by the state's 2015 medical marijuana law that allows patients to possess the drug but provides no real way for them to obtain it. It's currently illegal to grow, process, buy, or sell medical marijuana oil in Georgia. And UPS is using drones to fly blood samples across a North Carolina hospital campus. The Atlanta-based company launched the Pioneer program this week at Wake Med in Raleigh. This is the first time the Federal Aviation Administration has allowed regular commercial flights of drones carrying products, according to UPS and drone company Matternet, which partnered with the hospital on the program. The drones will fly patients' medical samples, like vials of blood, in a secure box 1/3 of a mile from a medical park to the main hospital building for lab testing several times a day. The aim is to cut down on the time it takes to transport the time-sensitive samples, typically driven on the ground. North Carolina is one of 9 sites participating in the FAA's pilot program to integrate drones for new uses ranging from utility inspection to insurance claims. State wildlife officials say Georgia's black bear population is coming out of hibernation after being dormant since around Thanksgiving. When they emerge, bears go on the hunt for food and water, which can bring them closer to civilization and people. The state's BearWise program urges Georgians not to feed or approach bears. They suggest removing bird feeders. Bears love the high-calorie grains and seeds, and keep pet food indoors. They also remind people to secure garbage cans, recycling bins, and outdoor food containers, and to warn neighbors if you see bears in your area. And in sports, it's opening day for the Atlanta Braves. They're in Philadelphia to take on Bryce Harper and the Phillies. First pitch, 3:05 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.